Christmas week, a petrol bomb is thrown into the kitchen of a family's home in Finglas as a young woman and her sister are watching television in the living room. Terrified, they run and then go back to rescue two younger brothers and another sister. Their home now destroyed, trying to come to terms with what happened. 23-year-old Amanda Uwasewi has been telling our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds how her family has lost everything.
So me and my sister were in the sitting room watching a show on Netflix when it was around 11 p.m. Usually we don't stay up that late, but we decided, like, let's watch this French show. We bought our French Rolex, so let's watch it. Then we suddenly hear a bang on the window in the kitchen, and I say to my sister, look, I'll go see what it is. So I run to the kitchen and I see that someone's thrown what I believe to be a petrol bomb into the kitchen, and I stand there, I look at it, and the fire alarm goes off, and that's when I move and tell my sister to run out the house. We both run. I call 911, but as they pick up, I can't speak. I'm speechless because I'm screaming for help, but I'm not able to speak and be coherent. So I don't even think twice. I tell my sister, run for help, ask someone for help. I run back in. At this point, the fire is quite, like, growing, but I managed to get past the fire and up the stairs because the kitchen is right beside the stairs to go upstairs to the second floor, and my house is three floors. So I managed to arrive to the second floor to my bedroom, and I see my two younger brothers and younger sister in the room, and they're panicking. There's like three windows. There is three windows in my bedroom, and we're looking to see which window we can break to get out, because the smoke at this point was a lot. It was getting really warm, and we were there trying our best to break the windows with whatever we could find, whether it was a coffee cup, a speaker. We were just throwing anything we could at the window. At this point, we could hear our neighbours outside screaming, jump, jump, get out there. There's kids in there screaming. We managed to, after 5 minutes, break the window. I don't know whether it was me or my other brother or the neighbours outside who were trying to help us. So my sister, she jumps out first, and then my youngest brother jumps out, and then my other younger brother jumps out, and I jump out last just to make sure everyone is out before I am. And thankfully, the neighbours actually had a mattress out. So when I did land, I was able to land on a mattress, but it wasn't the same case for the first two because they were still trying to get the mattress in place, but they did catch one of them.
So how badly, how high was that jump, and how badly were you all injured?
So the jump was two stories. So we jumped from the second floor. In terms of injuries, one of my brothers, his leg, he was injured. Yeah, his leg was basically, fat was coming out of his leg. It wasn't broken, but still his leg was injured, and his arm as well from the glass. One of my sisters had to get surgery on her thighs because she was wearing shorts and a really, you know, a tank top. So she had to get surgery on her legs and a bit of her arms. And then in terms of my injuries, I was just injured mostly from the fire when I came back into the house. But my youngest brother, he didn't have any injuries, but of course he's still traumatized.
So you managed to rescue your two younger brothers and your younger sister.
Yeah.
But your mother was still in the house.
Yeah, even when we were in the room, looking, I was thinking I should go back, but there was no way of going back and surviving. So
why was that?
It was too warm. The fire at this point was rising upstairs. Like, if I were to turn back, I wouldn't make it out. And I was like, what's the point of me not making it and my mom, you know? So I jumped out the window. But the minute we all got to safety, we were all crying for our mom and worried, sick. Like, when will our mom get out? Will our mom?
She's in a different bedroom in bed.
Yeah, so she was on the third floor. Her room was on the third floor. And I thought originally, once the fire alarm went off, she'd run out, because she's usually the first person to do that. But she was asleep. She had just come back from a 12-hour shift. So she was really tired, and obviously she didn't move or get to that point.
So how did she get out?
So the fire brigade actually rescued her, but we only found this out when we were taken to hospital. We were taken to Connolly Hospital, me and my brother, and my younger siblings, because their children were taken to Temple Street. And at that point, we were just crying from the pain, crying from the fact that we may never see our mother again. And then we seen that she was coming in. She was mumbling, she wasn't talking, but the minute we'd seen that she was rescued, we were so happy.
But she's still in hospital, and she only got out of intensive care this week?
She only got out of ICU this week. She's still in hospital, and she's quite traumatized. Even the first night she was taken out of ICU, I had to stay with her in the hospital she's in, because she's so scared whoever did this is going to come back and do it again.
So what impact has this had on your life, on your obviously on your family life, with medical care, with your possessions, with your education, with your work?
In terms of impact, first of all, we don't have a home. We're currently in emergency accommodation. Financially, my dad is having to use all his savings to buy his food every single day, takeaway, because we're not able to cook. Emotionally, we're all traumatized. Anytime I hear a fire alarm go off, I'm thinking, do I run? Is it a real fire? And that goes for my sister and my siblings as well. My mom is paranoid now that people are after her, people are following her. She's really shaken from this and still hasn't recovered, and we're just so lost for words, and we need support and we're not really feeling like we're being given that.
Have you been back to the house? What about your possessions?
So we were back, we were able to go back to the house yesterday because our family car is still outside parked there, so we needed to find the car keys to be able to use that family car. And when we were in there, we had a few neighbours help us to see what was left. I managed to find my laptop, a few things, but most things, clothes, burnt, shoes, gone. Most of it, like the kitchen is destroyed, the sitting room destroyed, possessions like PlayStation, all these things are gone. And we managed to find our passports that were kept in my mum and dad's room, but other than that, everything's completely gone. And it was so sad, because that, I feel like being in the house made me realise this is real, this is my life, this did happen to me, and this is serious.
And why do you think it happened?
So my family, my area, there's people in my area who we would call criminals, but I think it may have been I don't know. My family, we do so much. We don't bother anyone in our community. We try our best to take our bin out on time. The most it would be maybe our bin, but we are very much peaceful people. We try and help people. We're all in college, I'm in university. We try our best to mind our business, help people when we can. So I don't know why this happened to us.
Do you think it's a case of mistaken identity in relation to those other people that you mentioned, or do you think there's a possible racial element?
I think there's a possible racial element. With the rise of the far right, especially, and that rhetoric, this very well could have been a racial attack.
Is there any reason that you can think of, apart from race, that you could have been targeted? I mean, have you ever, or any of your family members, ever been involved in anything that could lead to such an attack?
No, my family are very devout Christians. My parents don't even drink. We're very by the book. We try our best to do what we're told. We love school. Like, I've been in school for nearly 6 years. I'm doing a master's. Like, nobody chooses that. But we're very much, we've been brought up to always respect everyone and always treat everyone with respect. So I know this wasn't because of anything we did.
That's Amanda Uwese with our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.